This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, your Spirit brings us many gifts. Help us not to seek only the spectacular ones. Your Spirit speaks to us through many different voices. Help us not to cut off the disconcerting ones. Your Spirit offers us many insights. Help us not to just consider the comfortable ones. Your Spirit invites us into many different moments of possibility. Help us not to close down the costly ones. Spirit of the living God, beyond time and yet here with us now, give us the wisdom to receive and treasure all of your gifts. Amen. Happy birthday, church. Every Pentecost, we celebrate the beginning of the church with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that came down upon some of your heads today, symbolized by our white cloth. Picture, if you will, in your memory banks, I'm sure at some point you have had this kind of a situation. Perhaps it's in a waiting room where a loved one is under the knife and you really don't know what the outcome is going to be, and there you sit. Or perhaps you're in the waiting room of a doctor's office and waiting for test results, and you don't know, and there you sit and you wait. Or perhaps the boss has called you to the boss's office, and you have no earthly idea what it's about. You could be being downsized or right-sized, as they have a polite way of saying you're losing your job. Or perhaps they're promoting you and you're getting a raise, but you don't know, and there you sit. Now, whenever we have those waiting times, and perhaps for our students here today, you just got called to the principal's office and you didn't do anything wrong. You have no idea, but you're scared to death. Could be good, could be bad. In those times of waiting, we do what strategists would call scenario planning. Well, if she's not going to make it, this is what I'm going to do. If she is going to make it and survive, I'm going to do all of these things that I should have done before but never did. If I lose my job, I've always wanted to be a ballet dancer, so that's what I'm going to pursue. If I get the promotion, I'm going to buy that house at the beach for my wife that she's always wanted. All of these things we go through and we think about them as we're waiting. Now, today we conclude our waiting period. Today is Pentecost, the word itself meaning 50. 50 days after Easter. And we, like the disciples, have been in this waiting period. Even on Ascension, Jesus told them, if you were here, just go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit and be there in prayer and contemplation waiting. Well, in these 50 days, as we now are being called to go out, we need to consider what Jesus has been telling us to think about through these 50 days. Recall last week, he told us that there's a primacy, a critical importance to seeking unity, that they all may be one, he prayed for his disciples and for us. And so there is this challenge to us that in whatever way we are called to go out to the world, we are called to be inclusive, to try to bring people together. The week before that, he gave us a comfort. He talked about the fact that there is a peace that he wants to give and promises to all of us, peace that the world cannot give. It's the peace that passes understanding. It's the peace that as we're even in that waiting room, matter what happens and is going to happen, there is this inner peace that we can have with our lives, regardless of the chaos outside. The week before that, he gave us a challenge, a new commandment, that we love one another, but not just any kind of love. It's that agape love, the way that he has loved us, a self-sacrificial love that puts others before us, that expects nothing in return. A week before that, he gave us a comfort. He said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish." A promise that those who are choosing to be part of his flock will be protected by him as we go forward. A week before that, he gave us a challenge. The disciples were fishing, catching nothing. And he said, "Cast your net off the other side of the boat." A challenge to us that those areas of our life where our growth is stalled and things are not working, he's challenging us, maybe we need to find a different approach to try something new. And then that week right after Easter, he gave us into Thomas that incredible comfort and challenge at the same time that, yes, we acknowledge that we're always going to have doubts, but don't let those doubts lead us into paralyzing fear, but lead us into energizing faith. All of those things he has given us as we sit in our waiting room. And now today, as we celebrate this Pentecost, we are called to go forth to use the gifts that God has given to us. There's one other story we need to recall, especially today with these eight young people who celebrate their communion milestone today. And it was on that very Easter evening, if you recall, where those disciples were sadly walking back for Jerusalem, all depressed about what had happened. We thought he was the one. And the stranger comes out of nowhere and starts explaining the scriptures to them. And what happens? They end up recognizing him in the breaking of the bread. There is both a comfort and a challenge with the gift of that broken bread that we are called to share, that we celebrate with these young people today. It starts with a grain of wheat. That grain of wheat must fall to the earth and die so the wheat can grow and there can be more of the grain. That grain must be willing to be crushed and made into what eventually will become that which can be baked into bread. That bread must be willing to be broken so that we can consume it and be nourished. But then the challenge for us today is now, as that grain has become dough, has become bread, has become us, now we are called to be that bread as we go out. To use our gifts for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. So it's time to leave the waiting room. Today is the day when we celebrate the many and varied gifts that God has given to each and every one of us. And we remember the challenges and the comfort he has given us, but the promise that he will be with us to the end of the ages. May we have the courage to use the gifts God has given to each of us. Amen.